Sechtes Schwoes, Perik Zion, Mishnah Hey. Achen v'ni al pinkasai. So one of the things the Mishnah mentioned in the first Mishnah of the Perik is that achen v'ni al pinkasai. So the first Mishnah mentioned that is one of the cases that it's a nishba v'naitel. Even though normally Shvuas HaTorah is nishba v'nifter, certain cases, midrabanan, they allowed the person to swear and take money. One of those cases is achen v'ni, a store owner, if he writes in his book, so he gets to swear and take the money. So the Mishnah wants to know what is that case, is Ketzan. The case is not where, it's not just simply that to tell a customer, it's written in my account, my books, that you owe me money and give me the money. That's not so simple. He can't just come and say, I have it written down, you owe me money, and he swears and he takes money. What is the case? So a person says to the store owner, give my son sasayim two sov chitin. Tein lepayali besela mois. Give my worker two sela of mois. Hu aymer nasati. So the storekeeper says, I gave it to your worker. Vehena aymer mlei not talnu. And the child or the worker said, we never collected our money or we never collected our wheat. So we have a problem because the person who he's collecting from doesn't know whether it was collected or not. Right? So again, Reuven says to Shimon, the store owner, give to my son or to my worker money or product. And the storekeeper saying he gave it. The child is saying he never got it. And Reuven doesn't know anything. He doesn't know who's telling the truth. So the rule over here is who nishba v'naitel. Over here, the storekeeper swears, and Reuven has to pay him the money. V'hei nishba v'naitel. Not only that, but the workers also swear, and now Reuven has to pay his workers again. Because since he admits that he didn't pay the workers, and he admits that he didn't pay the storekeeper, so both of them have a claim over here, and both these people are nishba v'naitel, and they both get their money. Amr Benanis. Benanis says, you can't have such a thing, because if both of them are going to make a shvua, one of them is for sure lying. If the store owner says, I paid it, and the worker says, I never got it, they're both going to swear, then one of them is for sure lying. How could this one become a liar, and this one become a liar? Rather, each one takes their money, even without a shvua, and he has to pay them both. Mishnah Vav. Someone says to a storekeeper, "Tain li bedinar peiris. I'm going to give you a dinar. You give me peiris worth a dinar of peiris." But not only. The storekeeper gave it to him. Now he didn't actually give it to him, but he put it in front. He put it outside the store in order for him to take home. Amar loy tain li yes a dinar. Now the store owner says, "Give me the dinar." Amar loy nasatav lach. I already paid you the dinar nasati ba'an poli, and you put it into your money pouch. So over here, the Mishnah says, Yishava balabayis. The purchaser, the customer, swears, and he does not have to pay the dinar. Why is that? So the Gemara explains, because the customer here has more rights, seems to be more truthful than the owner, because the owner already agreed to the deal. So therefore, the customer is more in the right. He swears, and he does not have to pay the dinar, and he gets to take his stuff. Nasan layis ha-dinar. Let's say he gave the dinar, Amar loy tein li yes ha-peiris. So now the customer gave the dinar, and he tells the owner, give me the peiris. Amar loy nasatam l'chav, v'ilachtam l'seich b'seich. You already took them home once before. You already took the product. Over here, yishav achen v'ni. Over here, the storekeeper has more rights because he owns everything. The product is still in his possession. Even though he put it outside, it's still considered in his possession. And he has the dinar. So since he's the one with the better taina, he swears and he does not have to give the produce to the customer. Rabbi Yudai Makalap Shaperis Biyadai Yadai Al Yaina. Whoever has the produce in his hands, he is the one with the better taina. So therefore, in both cases, the customer has the upper hand, and he swears and he takes his product. Why? Because Rabbi Yudai hold in general, a storekeeper requires payment before they take anything out of the store. So Mustama, if it's out of the store, he already paid, and therefore we view the pile on the street as belonging to the customer. Next case. Amar l'shulchani. Someone, a customer, says to a money changer, Tein li bedinar mois. He wants to change. I'm going to give you a dinar, and you give me a ma of coins for a dinar. And the money changer gave them to him. Amar loy tein li sa dinar. Now the money changer says, give me my dinar that you supposed to give me. I already gave you the dinar you put into your pouch. Yishava balabais. In this case, the balabais, meaning the customer swears that he already paid the dinar, and then he takes the money from the street. Why? Because his claim is considered the stronger of the claims, just like in the first part of the Mishnah, where he already put it outside. So it's considered that he has the stronger claim. Nasan leis a dinar. If the customer gave a dinar to the money changer, Amalei tein li es hamois. Now he says, give me my mois. Amalei nesatam lach, I gave it to you. V'shlachtam l'sech kisecha. And you put it into your bag already. Over here, yishav ha-shulchani. The shulchani has the better taina, because everything's in his possession. And he swears that he already paid him out his ma, his other money. He keeps the dinar, and he does not have to pay the customer. Rav Yudai me'ein derach shulchani liten iser ad sheyitol dinrei. There's no such thing. The first case where the shulchani, the money changer, says, I gave you your money, now give me the dinar that you promised me, that he does not get to swear and take the money, because normally a money changer will first take the money and then give the money that he's changing to. He'll never give the money first and then wait for the dinar. So therefore, even in this case, the customer swears and takes his money. Have a good day.